Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, Uplifting, and Positive News for a More Progressive Society. Tim, what are you trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. Tim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, sir. Getting ready for this doctor's appointment. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. What is the doctor's appointment for?
Well, man, we got about 2 weeks before this baby's due, so we're at the doctor's at least once a week now.
Oh, man, it's going to be a rough summer for The Positive Truth.
Tú sabes.
Are you prepared? Is the crib made by now?
Yes, the crib, the dresser. I'm pretty much done with the floors. It's just like one little spot I need to do, but I need a different saw for that that I've been procrastinating on. But the room's basically done. She's good to stay in there whenever she's ready to come.
So, Tim, you know you got 2 more weeks of 8 hours of sleep, right?
Man, I'm not even getting 8 hours of sleep now. I'm getting about 6 right now. My body's preparing itself.
Okay.
The dad life chose me.
Yeah, Tim. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you can't do some episodes in June, we all know why.
I'll be here, man. I'll be here. I'll do what I can.
Speaking of being here, we're giving you 17 positive news stories today. We have a lot, and Tim has a doctor's appointment, so I'm getting started. All of mine are on random devices, so I have 4 devices in front of me. First one I found on my Twitter says, parents now spend twice as much time with their children as they did 50 years ago. Bam.
Turn up.
Speaking of new parents, that's you, Tim.
I know, man. I'm definitely going to be spending a lot of time with little Layla over there. I have her all morning while, you know, Edna's doing her teacher thing. And then I'll be at practice in good old Golden Corral after that.
So yeah, you're not going to be getting 8 hours of sleep until like 2019.
Exactly.
Yeah, good job on parents. Everyone talks about the parenting these days. And I think this generation's doing better than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. What else you got for us, JP?
Okay, I got an awesome one. I'm just going to combine them. So, have you ever played Xbox before, Tim?
Yeah, I played a few times.
So, can you imagine playing without having, like, missing fingers?
Nah, I couldn't.
That's because it's basically impossible. It's impossible to do anything without your thumbs, just throwing that out there. But Microsoft just unveiled basically a new Xbox adaptive controller. So people with handicapped hands, like they're missing fingers or thumbs, can play.
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. That's like, it's basically, it's adaptable. So it can, whichever hand, whichever side. And so basically people that have lost their fingers or thumbs can play video games. That's awesome.
That is pretty dope, man. Nobody's feeling left out.
Speaking of that, Microsoft just unveiled a $25 million disability initiative on the same day. So the same day they made the controller for disabled people, they put in $25 million for a 5-year program that will make artificial intelligent tools available to developers with goal of creating accessible and intelligent solutions. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Way to support.
So shout out to Microsoft. You are winning today.
Positive Truth Company of the Year. Nominee.
Yeah, we'll see.
Well, man, my first story comes out of Roland, Oklahoma.
Where?
So exactly. I have no clue what Roland, Oklahoma is. But basically, there was this waitress. You know, she's working in this diner called 4-Star Diner. And this truck driver came in, ordered some food. And when he went to pay, he basically said $1,000. And she said, what? And are you serious? He said, yes. She couldn't believe it. Gave her $1,000. The coolest part about this, 1 hour later, comes back, orders dessert, and does the exact same thing. Gave her another $1,000. This all happened on Mother's Day. And the reason why it's so cool is because she was a stay-at-home mom for the last 3 years. She only got a job because her family was struggling to pay the bills. And when something like, she's only been at work for about 3 weeks before this happened. And the guy that gave her the money said, you know what, I have three kids at home. I understand how important Mother's Day is. And I feel like no mom should have to work on Mother's Day. So this is the least I could do. And boom.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Dude, sabes.
That's also a crazy tip.
Yeah, man, that's that's a good, very, very good tip.
Speaking of which, did you work Mother's Day, Tim?
Absolutely.
Me too. It was not fun. But we're on to positive things.
Exactly, exactly.
Do you know what Firehouse Subs is?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me find it. Firehouse Subs donated $17,000 to a Campbellsville fire rescue.
That's pretty dope.
Absolutely.
Man, don't you have another donation story? Like, it's like in the billions, isn't it? In Colorado?
Let me just find which device I have it on. Actually, I have another one, but it's not in the billions. It's only 300,000, but it's related. It's the John and Melissa Bessie Foundation donated $300,000 to fire and rescue departments in a Delta County. So basically in Florida to their fire rescue. So that's awesome. Combine those two together.
Huh, take that, world.
And I also found the billionaire. He's basically, there's a billionaire in Colorado opening a new mental health center to treat veterans and their families. I feel like I'm rapping because I'm just knocking out these positive news stories so quick.
Nah, man, this is exactly what everybody wants to hear. As many positive news stories as they can get. That being said, I'm going to go ahead and knock out a couple myself. So I have two police officer stories. I have Rob Pitts. He was a police officer who actually died in the line of duty last week. But thanks to Rob's brothers in blue, Dakota didn't have to go to school alone. So Dakota, who's 5 years old, asked his mom if one of his dad's best friends could take him to school on his first day back. And she reached out to Rob's friend and families, and basically 70 off-duty police officers from Terre Haute Police Department showed up, and they all walked him to school. This is an Ella. He's from Indiana, so they walked him to Sullivan Elementary School. And yeah, man, it's pretty awesome. There's a bunch of pictures and a short video that ABC News did. I'll share that to the Facebook page if you guys want to check that out. I thought it was really, really amazing and shows, you know, how amazing police officers, you know, can be.
Police officers are awesome. Shout out to them standing together for the young child.
Dude, sabes. And speaking of police officers and a young child, an off-duty police officer from Florida is basically being celebrated because he saved this child's life. So it was about 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, and Marion County Sheriff's Office K-9 Deputy Jeremy Nix was on his way home, and he was flagged down by a motorist that was stopped at a red light. And basically, the deputy saw a three-month-old baby named Kingston was completely unresponsive, and she needed help. So Nix turned to the patrol car, pulled off to the side of the side of the road, called for assistance. And the first word the mom said was, please don't let my baby die. So he basically performed CPR on this child, got the heartbeat up, paramedics showed up, and the baby is making a full recovery now, which I thought was amazing because this man was off work, could have went home, could have passed right by, but that's not what he does. He's obviously passionate about his job, and I thought it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Dude, sabes. What else you got for us, JP?
Let's go back to the phone. I have an Anchorage boy, 8 years old. He was getting bullied because he had long hair. And you know, kids can be mean sometimes.
Right.
His name is Austin. And he was like, I'm tired of getting bullied and I'm gonna stand up for myself. So he said, he told every kid in his class why he was growing his hair so long. Because his cousin Brooke had died of cancer, so he wanted to donate all his hair to basically anyone anyone that's had cancer. There's a Michigan-based group called Children with Hair Loss, which makes wigs for young cancer patients, and that's what he was growing his hair out for. And he basically told everyone in his class, the kid apologizes. Other kids were like, now we need to start growing out our hair. And he donates all his hair, and I think it's awesome.
Yeah, also, man, that...
He's eight.
He's 8 years old?
Eight.
Man, that's amazing. I actually know a kid. He's a customer that comes into Golden Corral every Sunday with his dad, and he's actually growing his hair out to donate it as well. I think it's awesome. I see more kids donating their hair than any other... genre of people. It's pretty amazing.
Genre of people.
I know, I couldn't think of the word, so genre came out, you know, Netflix topics.
I think the youth is my favorite genre of people too, Tim.
Oh man, that one's not gonna get let go. All right. Well, check this out, man. So James Harrison, he basically is known for donating blood. He's actually saved the lives of more than 2 million babies. And on May 11th, he donated blood for the very last time. Basically, every 2 weeks for the past 61 years, he's made a trip to the Red Cross Blood Bank in Central Coast, Australia, and he's donated blood. The 81-year-old has a rare antibody that in his bloodstream that is used to make a life-saving medication called Anti-D. Which infants need if they oppose blood type to their, if they have an opposed or an opposite blood type to their mother. Wow, Tim can't read. And basically, he's been doing it since, 1957. He's made about 1,173 donations. But because of his age, today is the last day he'll be able to do it. And one of the cool things is it's a sad day for him, but on his last time donating, some of the children that he was able to help save are in there with him while he's donating blood. And there's some pictures. And I thought it was really, really awesome because, I mean, it just shows, all the small things you can do to help save lives. And even though you may not know how big of a deal it is, it's helping somebody out there. And in this picture, there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 mothers and their children with him, but he's helped impact and save their lives. And I just thought it was amazing and I had to share.
Put that on the Facebook page, Tim.
Absolutely.
Also, that's a lot. That's hell of impressive. 61 years straight.
Man, that's dedication.
2 million babies. Can we put this person up for Nobel Peace Prize?
In all reality.
I'm not kidding.
How do we nominate, man? We got to figure that out.
Yes, how do we nominate? If you know, email us. Speaking of which, we forgot to take a midterm intermission, so we'll take a third quarter intermission and talk about our sponsors. We are brought to you by Hubbly Bubbly OKC and Trifecta OKC, the best Sisha. Did I say that right, Tim?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. In a lounge in OKC. Go check them out. We also have t-shirts because we like to give back. These t-shirts, I'm going to try to figure out how to put on Amazon so you don't have to email us to get a t-shirt if you're not in OKC. But anyway, these t-shirts go to 3 nonprofit charities, RAIN, Suicide Prevention, and the Positive Tomorrow's OKC. They're black and gray, and they're absolutely awesome. It's just our way to give back to the community. Hopefully, I can figure out how to put them on Amazon and have Amazon ship them so we don't have to. And if you want to support this podcast, like, subscribe, and share. That does so much. Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Get 10 followers, 10 friends to follow us to our Facebook or Instagram feed, and we will send you a shirt for free and still donate the money. You know, that's what we out here trying to do, too. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, I am absolutely grateful for coffee today. I woke up so groggy. Or groggy. I woke up so groggy today. It was ridiculous. But I'm definitely grateful for coffee. I know that sounds goofy, but man.
Man, you know I haven't done caffeine since 2006, man.
I believe you. I really do.
But good for you, man. There are worse vices to have.
Absolutely.
The thing you're grateful for just knocked me out of mine. I'm grateful for my health because I am on day 11 straight at work.
Ooh.
But it's cool, man. I got to pay off school, so I'm not even mad at it. You realize how much easier life is whenever you don't have homework all the time?
I hear that, man. I hear that.
So, yeah, I'm good. I'm working strong. I'm not even mad at it. My feet don't hurt somehow.
That's very interesting.
So, I'm happy for my health. Working out, getting stronger each day, putting on some muscle. It's summer. It's kind of hot outside. I know technically it's not summer, but we're in Oklahoma, so it's 90 degrees, so it's summer here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm feeling good, Tim. All that vitamin D has me feeling quite nice.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
So
I'm happy you're happy.
I appreciate that. We like to take our grateful, you know, take this time to be grateful during our positive news segments because, you know, sometimes in life you just don't appreciate everything, so you just need to stop, relax, and just think about what you're thankful for. That helps raise up the mood, spread some positivity, and that's what we're about. So, if you're listening, you can pause the episode for real quick, take 30 seconds, think about what you're grateful for, hit that play button again, because we got more positive news stories.
Absolutely. How many more stories you have, JP?
Three.
I have two.
Okay, so I have a Ohio transit bus driver who's getting praise. His name is Godwin McNeil. Great name. McNeil is 64 years old. He's been a bus driver at the Greater Cleveland Regional Transit Authority for 40 years. He's logged an estimated 1.2 million miles, 1.9 million kilometers, without causing a single accident. Officials say it's the longest preventable accident-free streak in basically the Regional Transit Authority history. And they asked what his secret was, and he said patience. Sometimes on the road, you can't be aggressive. You just need to let people go, be relaxed, stay positive. And that's why we're talking about him.
Absolutely. I'm loving it, man. I have nothing to add.
Also, he has an incredible fro. Fros need to come back. That's the one thing from the 70s that definitely needs to come back.
Man, not on my head, man. Whew. You need to bring back that curly fro you used to have, JP.
Speaking of that, I'm getting a haircut on Friday.
I probably should get one today. I'm not even going to lie.
Anyway, what do you got, Tim?
Oh, man. I got a story about a woman named Stephanie Taylor. And she's basically being honored with a special award for her remarkable 20 years of dedication service to homeless and risk youth at Covenant House, Michigan. So basically, Covenant House, Michigan is a nonprofit organization that provides shelter, educational, and vocational programs, as well as other support services to homeless, runaway, at-risk youth ages from 18 to 24. Basically, this program's helped over 60,000 youths, and it's been an organization since September of 97. So basically, she's been doing this for 20 years, and she was nominated and she won the Lizzie Award, which basically it's for somebody that shows dedication, and it's given to people who devote themselves to the mission, basically. And there's a short video I'm going to share to the Facebook page, but basically what she does is she spends most of her day riding around the city of Detroit looking for kids that are homeless, that need some type of help, and she offers it to them. And I just think it's really awesome because we need more people like that out there, people that are willing to be selfless and help out others that are in need and actually look for those that are in need versus just helping out people that are right next to you. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I just think it's amazing the fact that, you know, she's out there actually for 20 years looking for people that need help, and she definitely deserves any type of award she can get. She also deserves some type of recognition. That's what we're doing here now at The Positive Truth.
Say it again, Tim. Damn right.
I said a lot, man.
Well, I was going to say it again, but then it kept getting better. And then, you know, yeah. But anyway, I agree with the last 30 seconds of that. All of it, really.
Absolutely, man.
20 years, and she's out, going out and trying to find these kids instead of, you know, the kids stumbling into to her vicinity. Yeah, that's awesome.
Exactly, man. It's so dope because, you know, when we, especially us, you know, we're, I guess we're not young adults, but we're adults. And I remember it wasn't that long ago, we were teenagers, and there were so many teenagers that it was obvious that they needed some type of help, but there wasn't anybody out there to give it to them. So to know that there's people out there, especially in the city of Detroit, I just think it's amazing, man.
Absolutely. Speaking of Detroit, well, I'm, never mind, this isn't in Detroit.
Good try, though.
Yeah, I tried. It's okay. I don't know where this is at. It's not in here. But graduation is coming up, or it's already passed. And something I had forgotten about, you have to pay for your cap and gown.
Yeah, man.
And it's really expensive.
Yeah, man. It's ridiculous.
So, EU Clery Area Mutual Assistant Association launched a program last year to collect donated caps and gowns in local school colors, and they donate them to kids in high schools that can't afford the cap and gown, so they can't go to their ceremony.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. They have a, I think they have a website. Let me just do the quick Google search. But basically, yeah, that's what they do. They said on average, the price tag is $42. Kind of ridiculous. But they take all these like donated caps and gowns and they just give back to them, give back to these kids. And yeah, they said it's a recycling project and they're going to keep doing it. They've only done it for 1 year, but good on them.
Ooh, Sabas. That is pretty amazing, man. Just dealing with the kids every single year and them talking about having to pay for their robes, and they can't even use like the ones that they had the year before and stuff. It's ridiculous. Like their older brothers or older sisters, they have to buy a new one every single year. It's terrible.
I don't even, like, what do you do with the robe after you buy it for one event? You know what I mean?
I had it in my closet for so long. It's at the point now where I don't even know where it's at. I think I like threw it away or something. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know where mine's at either.
Struggle bits are real, man. The older we get. Well, I have one more story left, JP. What do you have?
Yeah, I just got one left too.
All right, cool. I'll knock mine out real fast. So mine's from Texas, and this is pretty wild. I've never never seen anything like this, but there is a video that I'll post to the Facebook page right now so you guys can check it out. But authorities in Montgomery County, Texas, were called out to rescue a deer who was at risk of drowning in a lake. So when deputies arrived, a homeowner that was living nearby basically just jumped in the water to save this deer. And there's a cool little video you guys can check out on our Facebook page at the Positive Truth Podcast, where this man literally jumped in the lake to save this deer from drowning. And it's pretty amazing, I'm not going to lie. It caught me off guard because there's no way I'm jumping in a lake to save a deer. But now that I'm watching this, it's like, you know what? If I ever see a deer drowning, I'm probably going to do the same thing because I'm not as scared after watching this man do it. So shout out to him. It's pretty amazing. One of a kind video, I promise you. You guys will never see anything else like this out there. So yeah, well, man.
You didn't tell me there was a video.
Yeah, man. You know I always got videos, man.
So whenever Tim told me this pre-recording, I was like, that dude is tripping. There's a video?
There's a video, man. This is wild.
No, great on him.
Absolutely.
Really good. Better person than I. I see a deer drowning in a lake, I'm like, eh. If that thing kicks me in the water, it's not gonna be good.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I don't know what there is to do. It's not like we can just throw a rope and it can grab on, but yeah, great job on this person. I'm going to check out this video for sure. While you're on our Facebook page, we post all kinds of positive things. Make sure to hit that like button. Helps us out a lot. And yeah, definitely check out that video. My last positive news story is again on a different device, but go back here. It's on my phone. It's a story about a group of people we often forget about, people in prison. And they have a bicycle initiative where more than 400 bikes have been recycled at the Auckland prison system, and they've been given away for kids. They do it every single year. It's from small bikes for like 3-year-olds all the way up to like really good ones. They refurbish the helmets, they refurbish the bikes. They're all unique and special, and I think they're awesome, man.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I love hearing stories like from people that are in prison doing something positive. I mean, they're not wasting their time. They're not in there, you know, repeating the same things that they're doing. I just think it's pretty amazing because they get, you know, obviously they have a bad reputation, and there's a lot of good that's coming out of that. They're getting educated. They're giving back. They're doing what they can, for sure. That's awesome.
So the prison officials said the recycling program, they have a whole recycling program, not just this. One for e-waste and others for like the prisoners' rubbish, has basically decreased the amount of trash they've had at the prison from 2 to 10 liters per day of like bins.
Wow.
So yeah, they do all kinds of stuff in this prison. I wonder what the e-waste one is. Like, how do you even do that in prison?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Either way, shout out to these officers doing a damn good job. If you want to see the videos of this, our super producer JoJo posted a little video of this positive news story, along with this Firehouse Subs and the one about the Anchorage boy, 8-year-old, that donated his hair. We posted that on a video. It's on our Facebook page and on our Instagram. It's absolutely awesome. Should check it out.
Do Sabas. I am fresh out of a positive news story, sir.
I am too, sir. Do you have a quote, Tim?
I absolutely do. When it rains, it pours, but soon the sun shines again. Stay positive. Better days are on their way.
That's what's up. I actually had the basketball book out, and I had a good one ready.
Go ahead and knock it out, man.
So this is from Pat Riley. If you don't know who Pat Riley is, just Google him. He said, excellence is the gradual result of always striving to do better.
I like that one.
That's pretty good. It also explains Pat Riley's workout initiatives in Miami. But yeah, well, I think we're done here. We will be back on Friday with a wonderful episode and some positive news stories to go along with it. Until then, we're out.
Stay positive.